This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, well, we just found out that a whistleblower's report of Russia cheating, okay, at the 2014 Sochi Olympics was true. Forensic evidence and deleted files recovered from computer hard drives have confirmed a Russian whistleblower's claims of government-ordered cheating at the 2014 Sochi Olympics. A two-month investigation commissioned by the World Anti-Doping Agency found the report's conclusions now intensify pressure on the International Olympic Committee to discipline Russia ahead of this summer's Rio Olympics. Wow. They say it was planned and operated from late 2011, including the build-up to London 2012, and continued through the Sochi 2014 Winter Olympics until August 2015. They say the sports ministry, quote, directed, controlled, and oversaw manipulation of urine samples provided by its athletes. They say Russian athletes benefited from what the report called the, quote, unquote, disappearing positive methodology, whereby positive doping samples would go missing. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach described the commission's findings as a shocking and unprecedented attack on the integrity of sports and on the Olympic Games, end quote, and pledged to enforce the toughest sanctions available against those implicated. The IOC will decide on Tuesday about any provisional measures and sanctions for the Rio Olympics, which start, like, soon, August 5th. The commission, led by Canadian law professor and sports lawyer Dr. Richard McLaren, looked into allegations made by the former head of Russia's National Anti-Doping Laboratory, Grigoriy Rodchenkov, claimed he doped dozens of athletes before the 2014 Winter Olympics held in Sochi. Rodchenkov also alleged he had been helped by the Russian Secret Service, the FSB. He claimed that they had worked out how to open and reseal supposedly tamper-proof bottles that were used for storing urine samples so the contents could be replaced with clean urine. McLaren sent a random amount of stored samples from the protected Russian athletes at Sochi 2014 to an anti-doping laboratory in London to see if they had scratch marks around the necks of the bottles that would indicate they had been manipulated. McLaren said 100% of the bottles had been scratched, but it would never have been visible to the untrained eye. He said he had unwavering confidence in all his findings. So, obviously, this report does not make any recommendations, but now there's, you know, calls for a complete ban on Russia for the 2016 Summer Olympics, which start in Rio de Janeiro in a couple weeks. Whew, this was a 95-page report. This, again, frustrates the hell out of me. And, you know, for a whole country to be, you know, behind this. And, you know, okay, this is my thing, okay? I understand what it means to lose, okay? I have lost many sports competitions, okay? I get that. It is embarrassing. But there is nothing more embarrassing to the world that you had to cheat in order to compete and to medal in an Olympics. I would rather Russia, I mean, if I had a country, if I ran a country, let's say there was a Dr. Dahlia Latvia country, okay? Yeah. That would be a very happy country. Lots of parties, you know? Yeah, never a last call in the bars. It would be very, you know, very nice, okay? Healthcare, that was smartly made. No remnants of Obamacare anywhere in the country. It'd be a really good country. Really, really good country. So let's say, you know, Dahlia Vites, okay, are, you know, competing in the Olympics. And we would probably be really, really good because Dahliavites would be very big-breasted, you know. So, like, for me, I probably, you know, a lactating competition we would probably win. Or a, you know, I was really good at dodgeball and kickball. So those types of games, I think that would be really, really good. I could do archery. I could throw a horseshoe. That's pretty good. Anyway, so there's a lot of things I could do. If I was competing and my athletes were not up to par and be able to compete against the, you know, US or the UK or the Japanese or the French, you know, then, I mean, we wouldn't cheat. We would, you know, just to be there, we'd be like, hey, everybody's us. And I know it's embarrassing. You know, I'll see with the swim races, right? Whoever is eight, they are so far back. Okay, well, then let's not compete in that, okay? Let's only compete in what we're good at, okay? You know, so we, you know, yeah, like lactating or something like that, okay? So I would be, I just don't see why cheating, you know, see that thing. People think, okay, well, if we could get away with it. But, I mean, to have the FSB involved, to have the whole country involved, and what does it mean? You know, when we win the Olympics, when we win our medals, okay, you know, this happens all the time. I'm like, I want America to kick everybody's butt. So you sit there and you watch the Olympics, like, we want everyone to kick, you know, everybody's butt. But then after the Olympics, no one really talks about it. Nobody remember. I have no idea how many medals we won. I remembered a couple years ago. But, I mean, it's not, you know, I mean, we can't sit here and say our country is better than you because we kicked butt on the balance beam. All right? So, I mean, it's not, you know, I mean, choose your fights. I mean, why would you cheat? And that's the thing. I mean, when it comes to the Olympics, this is supposed to be a friendly sport. This is supposed to display the best of the best. Nobody is going to now for decades believe, you know, Russia if they actually have a good qualified athlete out there. And that's what stinks, the poor athletes with all this. You know, now, if a Russian does well in the Olympics, the first thing everybody's going to think about is this whole doping issue. So, you know, should they be banned from the Olympics? Absolutely. Okay? I mean, nobody belongs in the Olympics ever having a history of doping, ever. So, at the very least, Russia, because, I mean, you need to set an example. You need to say, look, no. You know, you do not. And listen, I'm part Russian. We have a lot of family in Lithuania. Okay, I mean, maybe that's why my sports, you know, maybe I do need to augment myself also to be more athletic. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I think they should be banned. I think, you know, cheating does not belong in the Olympics. You're in the Olympics because you deserve it. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. If any of you guys come out to Vegas, I would really, really encourage you guys to check out the Venetian Hotel. We just did a staycation there. In Vegas, we do a staycation a lot of times when we don't have enough time or funds to go out of town. And we take a room out in the hotel, hang out at the pool, enjoy some of the restaurants, and you really get to relax. And OMG. I mean, I've stayed there now a few times, and it's one of my favorite hotels. I mean, all the, oh my gosh, MGM, Caesars, they're all awesome. I don't think I've ever had a bad time at any of the hotels. They're just gorgeous. But, wow. Please check out the Venetian, the gondola ride, the hearing the opera in the background. It's just amazing. So I think you guys will enjoy yourself. And, wow, and, you know, the staff, they were just so nice. They were just so sweet. It's great. Now, but one thing though that kind of blows my mind is, you know, okay, so I've been, you know, in Vegas, you know, off and on since the 70s and 80s. My folks moved to Vegas in 1981. My dad gambled a lot, so we moved back and forth between Vegas and Phoenix. But I remember in the 70s, I remember the 80s, you know, people were dressed up. You know, you were dressed up, and even before that, you would be dressed up. And it's so funny to see in some of these fancy hotels, you know, and I'm just as guilty, in casual clothes, like workout clothes and sweats and well, now we don't wear sweats anymore. We use, you know, our spandex and, you know, our tanks. And, you know, it's very interesting here where you see people just, and, you know, of course, you have the bachelorette parties and you have the bachelor parties and, you know, everybody's running and screaming and all excited. And that's what Vegas, it's a playground. It's an adult playground. It is so much fun. There's so much to do. There's good music. There's good food. It's so exciting. It looks pretty. The lights, it's amazing. And even in the dead of the heat, the resorts are so nice and the pools are so nice and the spas. So definitely check it out. But it is just, you know, I was looking around and it's fascinating to see how, you know, people have changed where, and you know, some of these hotels, they're not cheap. You know, meals are expensive, etc. But I think a lot of us are more casual now. And, you know, I remember when I waited tables, you know, you learned very easy on that the people that were overly, overly fancy dressed, those weren't the ones that were the most wealthy. They were the ones that came in casual. You're like, oh, really? You know, and so you never, you know, try to, I don't want to use the word work a table, but when you're trying to get a better tip, you know, and being all cheerful and all that. See, me, I'm just cheerful all the way. But, you know, my co-waitresses were kind of schooling me on if you want to get a better tip, you want to make jokes, you want to do this, you want to do this, you want to do this. And, you know, you learn very early on that you can't judge a person by the way they're dressed. I mean, you know, look at, you know, me. Sometimes I dress really nice and I, you know, my favorite meal is Top Ramen. So just, yeah. And then a lot of times I just dress very casual, but no, actually my favorite meal is prime rib, but it's just, it, you know, beautiful hotels, definitely check it out. It's phenomenal. You know, over the weekend, one of my kids asked, cause they're really concerned about the marketplace when they get older, and they're really concerned that robots will take over their job. They're going to be going through thousands and thousands of student loans to get a college education. Then they're going to get out of college and, you know, a job won't be there. And they asked me, because, you know, we're working on tools for teachers. We're going to be collecting school supplies and distributing it to teachers and in our area to help them out before the school year. And they said, will teachers be taken over by robots? I mean, look at Siri. You know, you ask Siri a question and she answers it. You know, if there's a teacher shortage, will teachers be taken over by robots? I mean, I hope not. I think kids need people-to-people interaction. I really hope to high heaven that doesn't happen. So it's very interesting. If you've looked at the news, you see a lot of reports on what jobs are safe and what jobs are not safe. You know, one report came out a couple months ago saying no job is safe. Every job will be at risk of being lost due to automation. According to PCMag.com, the most vulnerable are your tellers, like your bank tellers, your umpires, referees, or sports officials. I know, with some of the calls I saw last year in the NFL, I mean, you know, but, because, you know, these refs, they're very athletic and they have to be in, you know, in there and the call is usually revisited with video and revisit. So I could see why they'll replace that. Not that I want that, but I could see how they'll replace it with something where there are robots going up and down the field and then catching every play. I wonder if later, because of the head trauma, they're just going to have robots playing football. I hope not, but I, you know, insurance appraisers, auto damage, that's going to be taken over by robots or machinery, loan officers, order clerks, brokerage clerks, insurance claims and policy processing clerks. That's good, because rumors surfaced, and we met some billers who said that claims would get shred, and they would do it. They would shred claims on Friday. so doctors weren't getting paid on multiple claims. You know, I like the idea of somebody not messing with, you know, claims and letting medical providers get paid. Timing device assemblers and adjusters, data entry keyers, library technicians, new accounts clerks, photographic process workers and processing machine operators, tax preparers. So someone that prepares your taxes, that's later going to be, they're going to be replaced. Cargo and freight agents, watch repairers, insurance underwriters, mathematical technicians, sewers, like ham sewers, title examiners, abstractors, and searches, and telemarketers. Oh, woohoo! Yay, telemarketers. Here's my only thing with telemarketing. A lot of people that need to get, you know, a job, you know, many of them can find something in telemarketing. So, I think now it's really obsolete. You know, every time a telemarketer calls, I hang up. And now they're getting very wily and very smart on how to get through. And, you know, I want to be nice. You know, I did. I was very nice originally. And I'm like, okay, I am sick of this. You know, you guys are now, you know, you are coming into my private space, like my show. Okay, my show doesn't come on whether you like it or not. You guys have the power to turn it on, turn it off. And I'm sure many of you guys use your power to turn it off a lot more often than turning it on, which we'll need to revisit very soon, because that's wrong. But when it comes to, you know, somebody calling you up, you stopping what you're doing to answer the phone. And what it's starting to make us become is many of us don't answer the phones. I have friends and family that never answer their phones. They wait, okay, to see, because also my number's blocked. So they wait to see, hear the message, and then they turn around and call. So that's the time where nobody's even answering. Telemarketers did that. Telemarketers are the ones that caused us to now not even want to pick up the phone and screen all our calls. It's ridiculous. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So what jobs are safe? Well, the most secure positions, according to PC Mag, is recreational therapists, first-line supervisors of the mechanics, installers, and repairers, emergency management directors, mental health and substance abuse social workers. Yeah, people want to talk to people. Audiologists, checking your hearing, occupational therapists, orthotists and prosthetists. Okay, they deal with the prosthetic limbs. Healthcare social workers, oral and maxillofacial surgeons. Yeah, if you're going to have a tooth pulled, do you want that done by a robot? First line supervisors of firefighting and prevention workers, dietitians and nutritionists, lodging managers, choreographers, sales engineers, physicians and surgeons. Ooh, yeah, but there's going to be less of us because of Obamacare and because of there's going to be mass centralization of telemedicine, instructional coordinators, psychologists, first line supervisors of police and detectives, dentists, elementary school teachers, except special education. So according to this, school teachers are going to be fine. All right? I hope so. I'm hearing of schools where they make people watch a video. And, you know, so you're watching a video, and then there's a teacher there to grade the test. But if tests are standardized, then, you know, just like online courses, people already, they're doing online courses. Okay, another Desert News is saying your athletes, your sport instructors, and your officials, those are going to be good. Your firefighting, fire prevention, and fire inspection occupations, they'll be fine. Your railroad conductors and yard masters. I don't know about railroad conductors, because remember the last couple rail crashes? Recreation fitness workers, foresters, and conservation scientists, and radio hosts. Woo-hoo! Oh, that's a relief. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so remember in Utah there was an elderly patient who contracted Zika and died, and we aren't sure how that person died, but we know that they had Zika at the time of death. Now they're saying that the Utah resident might have spread the virus to a family contact who did not leave the country. And if it was a family contact, we're ruling out sex. So then how did a family contact acquire Zika from the Utah resident. So this obviously is raising a lot of questions about a possible new route of transmission of Zika, which is usually a mosquito-borne virus that could also be transmitted sexually. Officials say they're investigating how the second person became infected. One possibility is close contact between the critically ill patient and the contact who cared for the patient. Officials are also trapping and testing mosquitoes around both individuals' homes. The second person has since recovered. Now, this case is unusual. The individual does not have any of the known risk factors we've thus seen far with Zika virus, according to Gary Edwards, health officer at the Salt Lake County Health Department. He said the person had not traveled to a Zika-affected country and had not had sexual contact with anyone with the virus. Edwards also said the primary mosquitoes known for carrying Zika are not present in Utah, though officials are trapping and testing mosquitoes in the area as a precaution. Edwards said the person is a family contact who had helped provide care for the deceased patient. At this time, we don't know if the contact between the new case and the deceased patient played any role in the transmission of the disease. There is certainly uncertainty about how this new case contracted Zika, but we do not believe that there is a risk of Zika transmission among the general population in Utah, based on what they know. So you take care of a person with Zika, doesn't mean you're going to get it. Obviously a concern for people of childbearing age. The CDC on Monday said that the deceased patient had traveled to Zika-affected area, and the lab test showed he, so it was a male, had uniquely high amounts of virus in the blood, more than 100,000 times higher than seen in other samples of infected people. So they're interviewing the person who was infected and family contacts to learn more about the types of contact they had with the deceased patient. They're also working with healthcare facilities where the deceased patient was cared for to determine what contacts, if any, healthcare workers may have had. They're also collecting samples for testing from family members and others who had contact with the deceased patient while the patient was ill. You know, you wonder about urine. You know, maybe if we know that Zika lives in semen, even though urine is a much different, you know, different medium, okay, different pH, you know, obviously it's a different chemical composition. If she was dealing, or the caretaker was dealing with bodily fluids, then maybe they need to, you know, look at it. And I believe they have found Zika in urine samples. I'll have to revisit that. Anyway, so they say they're learning something new about Zika virus every day. This situation appears to be unique, and we are committed to working with state and local health departments and the local mosquito control districts to understand what has occurred. So the CDC team includes two senior scientists with expertise in public health investigations, five epidemiologists, a public health advisor, two entomologists. So this is the CDC team. I hope they have more than that. So the elderly resident's death in late June was the first Zika-related adult death in the continental United States. He had underlying health conditions that we are not being told of. We also don't know the exact cause of death. Yeah, I mean, some people want to know, did he have AIDS? But see, here's the thing. Patients deserve privacy. Okay? We seem to forget that. You know, there's a real, you know, fine line between, keeping somebody's medical history safe and notifying communities of a situation such that they know what to look for. So, you know, for example, let's say somebody, and I'm not saying in this case, but let's say he had HIV. And he, went overseas, came back with Zika. That's why the copies were so high. And then, unfortunately, he passes away. True, he's in his 70s. It's not the typical age demographic for somebody with HIV, but it absolutely could happen. It can happen to anyone. Obviously the community knows this person died. And when you leave this earth, you know, many times you want the situation surrounding your death kept quiet, kept private. Do they have a right to do that? Or do we have a right to know? Because if people with HIV get Zika, now it's opening our eyes to a whole slew of unfortunate victims that could be affected, and then have such high copies that, you know, if a mosquito bites one of those individuals, you know, and then transmits it. So, I mean, you know, these are things we need to know from an epidemiological standpoint. So it's frustrating for, you know, somebody who left this earth, you know, they may want privacy. And I'm not saying it was HIV, but, you know, it, you know, such as that. He could have been immunocompromised. Maybe he had a kidney transplant. Maybe he didn't want anybody knowing that he went to the Caribbean. You know, I mean, it's, yeah. So again, Zika is spread primarily through the bite of an infected Aedes aegypti or Aedes albopictus mosquito. County officials have said neither species is present in that area of Utah. The virus can also be spread through sex. About 80% of infected individuals have no symptoms. The rest tend to experience only mild symptoms. Some of them may get like a pink eye, skin rash, mild fever, muscle, joint pain, malaise, or headache. Now we've also linked it to a nervous system disorder like Guillain-Barré that could cause muscle weakness and paralysis. The biggest threat is to pregnant women. Later in pregnancy can cause severe fetal deformations, abnormalities. In Puerto Rico, somebody died because the Zika virus caused severe thrombocytopenia. We believe it caused ITP, where there was an immune reaction that decides to go after his clotting factors, the platelets. So as of July 13, no cases of locally transmitted mosquito-borne Zika have been reported in the continental United States. As of July 13, there's been a total of 1,300 cases of travel-associated Zika reported in the 50 states and District of Columbia. Federal, state, and local officials are preparing for the possibility of local spread of Zika. All right, so that was being reported by the Washington Post. We'll keep you guys posted, but this is very, very concerning. Again, to repeat, a non-mosquito bit, we believe, non-sexually transmitted case of Zika because somebody took care of somebody who died of Zika. Very interesting. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DALI. This story is going viral. Twins were born holding hands. This is so cute. I'm looking at the baby picture now. 2-year-old twins Jenna and Jillian first made headlines after they were pictured holding hands during birth. Now the toddlers, I guess, are back in the news. Oh, I thought this just happened. Anyway, this was 2 years ago. They were born holding hands. So many people want to know, well, what's happening with the twins and why and you know, them holding hands, how close are they? Well, according to mom, if one twin is crying, the other will find a way to comfort her, like going to find a pacifier or rubbing the other's back or offering a hug, according to mom Sarah Thistlethwaite. They always take care of each other. The twins were born via C-section at 37 weeks gestation, which is full term, after Sithel, the weight, had been placed on bed rest for 57 days. Doctors were initially concerned because the twins were found to be monoamniotic, so they shared the same amniotic sac. This is one of the rarest forms of twinning and unfortunately carries the most risk. Because they share the same amniotic sac, their umbilical cords can become tangled as they're growing and moving, which can cut off blood supply to one or both twins. The twins were born, thank God, perfectly healthy and soon began showing signs that their close bond would continue outside of the womb. Mom goes, sometimes if my husband goes to the store, he'll take one twin and I'll keep the other. When that happens, they both get really upset and ask for each other. They're definitely really close. They're like two peas in a pod. Well, they're going to have to then be accepted to, school, you know, at the same time. And they're probably going to have to be in the same class. Everybody always asks, you know, when do you separate twins? If you don't have to, don't. I mean, it's pretty cool to have, you know, your right-hand man and wingman, you know, with you throughout life. That's pretty cool. But, you know, maybe because of separation anxiety, you want to maybe let them get, I like the idea of every now and then a mommy and me day or a daddy and me day. I think that's important. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal
abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avelox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
All right, right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, there's been lots of back and forth on zinc helping fight colds. And many of you swear by taking your zinc tablets or your zinc lozenges, and then many of you, you say, no, it didn't do anything for me, it's worthless. Well, now we have a study looking at a different dosing of zinc. Apparently, a lot of these zinc studies looked at dosages under 75 milligrams, and this is looking above 80. And they found that the zinc acetate lozenges attack the virus in the throat, and they do shorten the cold. They say scientists believe that if you suck on a zinc lozenge, that may be the best way to take it. Taking lozenges which contain the zinc shorten the length of the cold from 7 days to around 4. They say the lozenges are commonly found in pharmacies and health stores, but people had to take one every few hours to even see any effect. And remember, most common colds, the virus attaches to the throat or the sinuses, etc., and a lot of us will start out with a sore throat. Lozenges may work better than swallowing pills because pills get swallowed, they go into the stomach, so the zinc does not get to be released right there in the pharyngeal region. Okay, so then with this, it makes me think, well, what about a mouthwash? What about a zinc gargle? See, that should be studied. I wonder if... I make everybody else money except myself. This is ridiculous. Okay, somebody should look at that. If they're thinking the direct access of zinc to the, to the throat mucosa is what does the trick, then I think that's something that they need to look at. That's just me. Okay? So anyway, they say zinc is important for the immune system, and eating too little in the diet is known to increase the risk of infection. The latest findings confirm previous studies by Dr. Hamilla's team, Harry Hamilla of the University of Helsinki, as well as those by Cardiff University's Common Cold Center. So they say previous research found that low-dose zinc acetate lozenges found no effect. But what they did is they looked at milligrams that were higher. They found three trials where people were randomly assigned either zinc acetate lozenges given a high dose of the mineral or a placebo. And then they also looked at with or without allergies. The trials had a total of 199 people who were mostly female and between 20 and 50 years old. One-third had allergies, including allergies to grasses, trees, and pets. They were instructed to have a lozenge every 2 to 3 hours, and the lozenges took about 15 to 30 minutes to dissolve. I could not suck on a lozenge for 30 minutes. Gum. I get sick of gum after 5 minutes. They say overall the average dose of zinc was between 80 and 92 milligrams. And a review found that patients who used the zinc lozenges experienced colds that were almost 3 days shorter on average compared to the week-long colds. Remember, we're not spraying zinc into the nose anymore because it affected the olfactory nerve. So this is just going to be lozenge in the mouth. Okay, they say the effect of the zinc lozenges was not altered by a person's allergy, smoking, or how severe the cold was. So, we're going to be coming into cold season soon. You know, the summer's going to end pretty quick. I know it's a hot one. Oh, it is a hot one. And so, I don't know, you may want to stock up before the prices go up. Although my guess is after this report, the prices are going to go up. Still, of course, double check with your medical provider, okay? I still, I don't like the idea that many of these, supplements that we get or these treatments are over the counter that are not very, regulated and supervised. So I don't know what the heck you guys are getting sometimes over the counter. So make sure you double check everything with your medical provider. Okay, next. America is too damn hot. They say, according to this article in Climate Central, across the United States, we've hit the dog days of summer. Most regions are now seeing their hottest temperatures of the year, and the combination of heat and high humidity is sending most of us back indoors. Heat is the number one weather-related killer, and as carbon pollution continues, Salon.com says global temperatures will keep climbing, bringing hotter summers and more dangerous heat. Climate Central States at Risk Project analyzed historic trends in summer temperatures since 1970, as well as projections for future extreme heat for hundreds of metro areas across the lower 48. Using several measures, their findings show that most U.S. cities have already experienced large increases in extreme summer heat and absolute humidity, which together can cause serious heat-related problems. We found that scores of U.S. cities, home to tens of millions of people, will face dramatic increases in dangerous and extreme heat days by the middle of this century. The hottest parts of the country, Texas, the Southwest, and Florida, have already experienced large increases in extreme heat days, with days over 90, 95, and 100, plus with the humidity. They say Florida faces the greatest increase in the dangerous combination of heat and humidity. The 13 metro areas of the country projected to see the greatest increase are all in Florida. Every one of these cities is projected to see an increase of more than 100 dangerous heat days when the heat index, which combines heat and humidity, is more than 104 degrees. Miami tops the nation. The annual average of 90 degree days per year since 1970, with 46 more days than Texas and Tucson. Texas tops the nation in extreme heat. Six of the top seven cities with the greatest, including Austin, San Antonio, Corpus Christi. Arizona is also hard hit, with Phoenix projected to see 146 danger days by 2050. Tucson expected to see 135, and Yuma with 159. We're not talking 159 degrees. Okay, I know it feels like that. We're talking about 159 days of having these high heat indexes. Tucson now is 24 more days above 100 degrees Fahrenheit on average per year than back in the 1970s. So, remember, extreme heat and the combination of high heat and humidity pose serious risk for human health. According to the National Weather Service, heat is the number one weather-related killer in the U.S., more than tornadoes, floods, and hurricanes. They estimate 600 and 1,500 heat-related deaths occur in an average summer. Individual heat waves could be even more deadly. The 1995 heat wave in Chicago is estimated to have led more than 700 deaths and an excess of 1,000 more hospital admissions than normal. So by the end of the century, they are really concerned. And right now I'm concerned because it is hot. Boy, it's hot. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. It's too hot for me to go out and play my Pokemon Go. And get this. A Florida man shoots at Pokemon Go players after hearing the teen say, "Did you get anything?" Because he thought they were burglars. This is crazy. Two teens were looking for Pokemon late at night, and they ended up getting a car riddled with bullets instead when they angered a Florida homeowner. The 19-year-old and 16-year-old, whose names have not been released, were searching for Marowak and Tauros when they parked in front of the man's house around 1:30 a.m. The 37-year-old man had been sleeping in his Palm Coast home when he was awakened by a loud noise. He looked outside and saw the teen's car and grabbed his handgun before he went to confront them. Authorities said as he approached the car, the man heard one of the teens ask the other, "Did you get anything?" He thought they might have just broken into his home and stepped in front of the car, ordering the teens not to move. The man claimed the vehicle sped toward him and he moved out of the path and opened fire, thinking the teens were attempting to strike him. After the car fled, the man called authorities, but there was no sign of the vehicle anywhere. Police received a phone call from the 19-year-old's mommy the next morning, saying her son had revealed he was playing Pokemon Go when a man came outside and shot him. The teens told police they heard gunfire after one of them asked, "Did you catch him?" Oh, what are these kids doing at 1:30 in the morning? Okay, if I was these kids' mommy, I would be like freaked out right now that my kids were almost shot at and my kids were out in the middle of the night playing Pokemon Go. See, I have two boys now, same age difference. Okay, except they're 16 and 13. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Whew. Okay, so hopefully the mommy's on the case, and hopefully these boys quit playing Pokemon Go, which I think is a stupid game. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.